March 28, 2023. For Crema Media in Johannesburg, I'm Sane Dlamini, making headlines. Peter Haines says South Africa is becoming a failed state. Zandile Mafe finally referred for new psychiatric evaluation. And Patriotic Alliance threatens City of Cape Town with court action. Member of the House of Lords of the UK, Lord Peter Haines, believes South Africa is on its way to becoming a failed state and has warned that unless corrupt politicians and incompetent officials are removed, the downhill slide will continue. He noted that during his recent visit to South Africa, he witnessed load shedding, water cuts, and inefficient service delivery. He urged South Africans to stand up against corruption through a popular uprising, but clarified that he was not suggesting an insurrection or lawless uprising. He said all forms of corruption, no matter how small, should be exposed. Parliament arson accused Zandile Mafe was referred for psychiatric observation to a facility outside the Western Cape in line with his request. Judge Nathan Erasmus said his concerns for preferential treatment have been addressed. Mafe will be assessed by two psychiatrists and two psychologists who are ordered to establish whether he suffered from a mental illness or intellectual disability at the time of the fire. Mafe accepted his imminent transfer to Fort England Psychiatric Hospital in the Eastern Cape. The Patriotic Alliance has threatened to take the City of Cape Town to court for allegedly failing to resolve issues surrounding the refugee tent erected in Maitland and wants to force it to protect residents. The PA, who recently won its first ward in Cape Town, Ward 56, has been breathing down the city's neck over the refugee tent that was erected in 2020. The party said the city's dismissive response to the age and concerns raised by Ward Councillor Cheslin Steenberg is a slap in the face to the residents of Kensington and an insult to the mandate on which he was elected. According to the PA, under the DA-led administration, the city has displayed a glaring double standard. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at PolicyZA.
For free access to legislation, speeches, and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Crema Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.